This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, August 3rd edition. We had a whole bunch of primary elections come down last night, some important ones in Arizona, in Michigan, and we will make sense of all of that for you because this is a critical cycle, as we all know. Oh, also in Missouri, obviously, didn't want to leave that one out. We will discuss that, plus the latest in Manchin's effort to convince people that he's not a sellout of what he said he was going to do just a few weeks ago. It's going to be amazing, this build back, a little bit better bill that he's gone forward with. We'll certainly discuss that. And then what happened in the Kansas referendum on abortion. And there'll be a bigger deep dive into that on the Clay and Buck Show today. Because I'm solo, as you know, for 3 hours on Clay and Buck. So please go check that out. Go subscribe. Hopefully you're subscribing to both already, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. This sale is on their per-cal sheets that are available in a variety of colors and sizes, all included in the sale. For example, the queen-size regular price is $89.98, now only $39.98 with my promo code BUCK. There's a very limited supply, so order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The per-cal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this incredible offer. Supply is limited, so I would act fast. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use promo code BUCK. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Remember to use promo code BUCK. Again, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK. All right, so of all of the races right now that were just decided, the primary races, I got to say I'm particularly enthusiastic about the prospects of general election victory for Blake Masters in Arizona. I think he's going to do really well. He won his primary in Arizona for that Senate seat. He had some good, the other Republicans there were good contenders. Certainly, A.G. Brnovich, good man. In Arizona, but he came out on top, and he's going to do a great job, I think, in the Senate. I think he's going to be able to. It's not an easy thing to beat Kelly, Mark Kelly, but I think he can do it. And you also had Eric Schmidt beating Eric Greitens for the Republican primary in a Republican Senate primary in Missouri. That's a pretty big one. Tudor Dixon, who's actually going to be on Clay and Buck radio show today, so go make sure you check that out. She will be joining us there. But she won the GOP primary and is facing off against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This is one that I really want the I want the Republican to win all these races. I really want the Republican to win in Michigan. I know it's not going to be easy with Detroit, the huge Democrat center of gravity in that state, really difficult to overcome. I'm sure Lansing is probably Democrat heavy too. I mean, I have to look at all the, you know, find me a city in Michigan and I'll show you. I mean, is Grand Rapids is probably Democrat majority too, substantially. So the cities are always the challenge in places like Michigan. But let's just remember for a second, Gretchen Whitmer, as governor, mandated that people could not go from one home they own to another because of COVID. So if you had if this was during lockdowns, they locked down restaurants altogether in Michigan for 8 months. They shut down restaurants in the state of Michigan because of COVID. When you add it all up, they wouldn't let people go from one state to another. I'm sorry, from one house to another within the state, which is crazy to protect them from COVID. So if you're living in, you know, let's say a one bedroom apartment in Detroit, and you wanted to go to your lake house, you know, cabin in the woods, whatever, a couple of hours away. And first of all, how are they going to police this? But that's not the point. They banned this. They said you're not allowed. Talk about totalitarian lunacy. I mean, it's really grotesque to see what was done here. She was the one who was doing hits on cable news with the Fauci pillow behind her. I just love Dr. Fauci. She was awful, awful, and really just heavy-handed about the whole thing. I mean, really just somebody who should lose her job as governor based on COVID alone. And then when you look at what's happened to the economy, people are leaving Michigan. It's not like New York and California, which have turned into these flight states. People are just leaving in droves, hundreds of thousands of people. It's just the data. Michigan is losing people, not at that same rate, but it's losing a substantial number of people because they don't want to live in a state that's poorly run, that has the taxes, has the crime, has the challenges that it does, especially after the lockdowns. So that's all very much front and center in that election. Eric Schmidt beating Greitens, I think that's good. A.G. Schmidt in Missouri is a serious conservative, a good contender there, and I'm happy to see that he won. It was kind of funny to watch to read the Trump endorsement that said he stands behind Eric in that race. They're both Eric. I'm assuming that was a joke, but some people thought it wasn't a joke. Anyway, I don't know. Tough to really determine what the intent was there. Given, you know, who on Trump's staff put out the statement, it's tough to know. But yeah, I'm hoping that Schmidt's going to come through in that Senate seat. I think he will. Carrie Lake has declared victory. She has declared victory, but has not yet officially been declared the winner in that primary against Robson out in Arizona. I think Carrie Lake is going to come out the victor. She's already said, well, actually, here, you can hear it from her. She's declaring victory already.
Won today 7 out of 10 Election Day votes. Do you know that? That is massive. And those votes are not counted yet. There is no path to victory for my opponent, and we won this race. Period. They've only counted 13,000 Election Day votes, and that's where our people voted. When they count the votes, we are going to win this, and there's no path to victory for our opponent.
So there you go. She's saying she won, but not totally official. I think she is going to end up the person who has won that race. And we'll see if she can pull it out. I mean, it'd be great. You know, Arizona, obviously, in the 2020 cycle, a huge source of consternation for Republicans, questions about election integrity, and just the fact that Biden was able to win the state. I mean, it's outrageous. So we got to get things moving in Arizona in the right direction. Critical, critical state. And I think that that's where we are. And then there was a Republican contender for Michigan's 3rd congressional district. This was really interesting. There's this guy, Meyer, who was the incumbent, who is a GOP guy, technically, who voted for the impeachment of Donald Trump, right? Peter Meyer. And it comes from a wealthy family. They own a bunch of grocery stores in Michigan. He spent a lot of money in his race. He's an incumbent Republican. And he was up against, I believe, Joe Gibbs, right? Who is a MAGA-backed, Trump-supported individual. And guess what? The incumbent lost. The incumbent got primaried and lost, which I think is very interesting. First of all, it's fascinating to see that they really, really don't spend much time talking about John Gibbs, who is African-American running against Republican, running against Meyer and beat him. And this is so interesting because this is the place, this is one of the races where the Democrat policy officially was to support the Republican that they thought was so extreme, in this case, Gibbs. So the MAGA candidate won in that primary and was getting Democrat dollars to win, which is fascinating, isn't it? Because Democrats are so principled. They're destroying our democracy. We're terrified. Ah, we're going to help them win. But you know, we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. They may come to regret this approach to things. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't have the time or expertise to do it on your own? I felt exactly the same way as you till about 2 years ago. I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate, the founders. I love this company right away. They explained to me the process. You find single family homes that are in growing markets with great economies, people moving to them, safe neighborhoods, places where people want to live. And you buy that home and then you rent it out to an individual, rent it out to a family. And you do this over many years and you build up equity in the home over time. You provide a great place to live for somebody, of course, in the process. And you're building financial security for yourself. It's great for retirement. You get that free cash flow starts kicking in every month and they'll take you through every step of the process. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, it's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com. Begin your real estate investment journey today with experts who I had never even bought a house before. The first house I ever purchased was through Done For You Real Estate. And now I've bought several houses. I'm building a portfolio. And this is going to be something I rely on for retirement and for financial security going forward. Doneforyoubuck.com. All right, this was great. Joe Manchin having to defend himself here from the recognition, the realization that the National Association of Manufacturers disagrees with Manchin's premise that everything's going to be great once this bill, the anti-inflation, think about this, they're calling it an anti-inflation bill. If they have to call it an anti-inflation bill, guess what? Here he is on CNBC getting the rough stuff.
JCT found that 50% of those companies would be America's manufacturing companies at a time where Senator Manchin, we're trying to reshore American manufacturing, aren't we?
Right.
Well, we're so putting doesn't that hurt their hiring and investing decisions?
Well, let me, if you thought it was going to hurt, don't you think the last 2 years it would have, you've seen record capital investments and you've seen the least amount of capital investments with record profits. So anything we're saying is the thing they tell me most is reliability, making sure this government will let them do their job, permitting regulations. And that's what we're going to basically accelerate and streamline to where people can, you know, we can do things and build things much quicker than we ever have in the past. That's all part of this package. So it's going to be wonderful from that end of it.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to make all the great things. All the stuff is going to be good and we're going to build all the things fast and super smart and good and stuff. And what? It taxes people and corporations. It spends a bunch of money, a lot of it on green energy stuff, hundreds of billions on that. It's going to make manufacturing so much easier. What? Well, it's going to tax some big manufacturing companies, which is why the Manufacturing Association doesn't like what Manchin's doing. But, oh, it keeps going. He has to continue with this this tidal wave of nonsense.
Well, the National Association of Manufacturers disagree. They say that the tax in 2023 alone will reduce GDP by $68.5 billion, cut labor income by $17.1 billion. That's problematic.
I've heard also that the CDC, you've heard about that, the JCT, the Joint Committee on Taxation, you heard that they said it was going to cause the people paying taxes that made $200,000, which is absolutely, totally a lie.
Now he's just at the point where he's just saying it's a lie. He's at the point where he's just telling everybody else they don't understand their business. Well, the manufacturing folks, they don't know how to manufacture. I'm Joe Manchin. I barely hung on to my Senate seat the last time. And I'm telling you, this is how you manufacture. It's going to be great with all the stuff that's being made by the things and the people. He knows, man. Look, his political career is over. It's pretty obvious now, right? He's not going to win re-election to the Senate. So this is what I really want to know. What was the promise the Democrats made to him? What was the thing the Democrats said here that finally got him to go, all right, I'll make a buffoon of myself? Because he's been the guy along saying, don't want to spend more money, high inflation, it's not good, not good for the people of West Virginia. And then at the critical moment when Democrats were just, their polls were in the trash and they needed it, he gives them a second shot here running into the midterms and is going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars. They say it's going to be like revenue neutral, whatever. Yeah, they're raising taxes. They're going to take more money from people so the government can spend the money because the government knows how to spend it better than you do. In fact, according to Joe Manchin, government knows how to manufacture stuff better than the manufacturers do. What are the chances of that being accurate? Kansas referendum, I will get into that in detail in the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. So go listen to the first hour of that podcast, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. It's what we call a cross promote in the biz. I go into some detail there about what happened in Kansas. Very important. Go check it out. I will talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.